Okay, this is Tony Norman, Chair of the Pacifica National Board. We're calling this meeting to order January the 5th, 2017. Happy New Year. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron, KPFK. Here. Present. Alexander, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Bethune, KPFT.
Here.
Present. Brown, WPFW. Brown, can't hear you. Heard you earlier. Casnave, KPFT.
Brown is here.
Present.
Brown, present. Casnave, present. Crozier, KPFT.
Here. I'm here.
Present. Thank you. Fuentes, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Goodman, KPFK.
Here.
Present. Coburn, KPFA, present. Norman, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Novick, KPFK.
Present.
Present. Longaza, WMXT affiliate.
Present.
Present. Patel Adams, KPFT.
I'm here.
Present. Pinchback, WPFW.
Here.
Present. Roberts, WBAI. Can't hear you. Sawyer, KPFA.
Present.
Present. Sorden, WPFW.
Present.
Present. Shibanda, Uhura Radio affiliate. Can't hear you.
Uhura is present. Uhura is present.
Shibanda, present. Yeah. Got it. Wilkinson, KPFA.
Couldn't reach her.
Roberts, are you present, Serene? Did you reach Serene, Michael?
I'm here.
Okay, present. Okay, Chair, we have quorum.
I got a note from Margie. She said she hasn't been called yet. So, Michael, if you can try to reach her. Okay. Can we get a volunteers for timekeepers?
Adriana,
Nancy,
I can do. This is Patel Adams.
Nancy Will. Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, Nancy and Ms. Adams. So
mm-hmm.
Who's doing what?
I'll do people.
Okay, I can do something.
You can do the subject matter, the time, the issues, and Nancy is going to do individuals, each person in 90 seconds. So we really want our timekeepers to be on top of that. Okay. Can we get a motion to approve the agenda?
No.
Sorry,
yeah.
Do any
Point of order.
Bill, what's your point of order?
Thank you. Are the WBAI, the four directors elected last month from WBAI, going to be on the call?
Well, you know, the PNB voted on that at the last meeting.
Well, I think they were misinformed and they're in violation of the bylaws. It's a continuing breach of the bylaws to not have proper representation from WBAI. They redid their election after they were told the first time they'd do it, and they still weren't seated. It's in violation of the bylaws.
This is Serene.
Okay. Yes, Serene?
There was no notice that there were going to be elections at the meeting where these elections were allegedly held.
Okay.
So that is the reason... Excuse me?
I'm sorry. I was waiting until you finish.
That's the reason why the PNB decided not to recognize the results. I mean, I don't understand why we go through this every time, as opposed to just asking folks to do it right.
This is Jonathan.
Before we proceed with this debate,
I mean, Bill called a point of order. We debated this at the last meeting. The board made a decision on it. And so I'm going to have to rule that out of order. Now, you can appeal a ruling of the chair, and we can go through that as long as we dispose of it. But based on the fact that board we debated this at the last meeting, and the board made a decision on it, I assume that the board's will has not changed.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message...
This is Jonathan. I'd like to be on the stack as well.
We don't have the stack unless Bill is going to overrule the decision of the chair.
I move to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay, is there a second?
Agree.
Okay. Who do we have to stack? I think we first had, was it Alec?
Grace.
Jonathan? I mean, Grace, and then Jonathan. Yes, Grace.
A point of information. First of all, I challenge the statement that Serene made stating that the
Chair,
WBCI
point of meeting order,
was improperly
point of
noticed.
Order.
That
okay.
Chair,
my
point of
that
order.
False.
Janet,
point
what's
of order. That was not a point of information, and she, the director asked to
okay,
be.
Okay, I'm sorry.
The
point of information.
I mean,
okay, we not all talk at the same time. Okay, Grace, you're going to have
point of information. The point of information was what was the motion in the last meeting that was passed that invalidated the right of the WBAI directors who were elected in December to be seated.
I don't have that motion. We'll have to ask the secretary if she can summarize it. I don't know if we have that in front of us. Janet, you want to address that?
I don't have it in front of me, but I know that the reasoning that Serene gave as an argument just before was an argument that was used for that motion, and I'm looking for the motion right now. But the motion was approved to not seat the three WBAI people.
Okay, next person.
I'm sorry, I have another point of information then. If Serene is incorrect in her assertion, it's a point of information. Let me finish my question, then you can...
Okay, we have to take points of order first. Adriana, what's your point of order?
Can you remind members that it's not enough that they yell that they have something? You give them the floor to start speaking?
Yes, you have to get the floor before you start speaking. So, Grace, what's your question, and then we'll move on.
Okay, if it is incorrect, if Serene's assertion that the WBAI December meeting was not properly noticed, if that's incorrect, will U.S. Chair reprimand her in some way for giving fallacious information to the PNB?
The chair can't reprimand. I mean, if information is correct or incorrect, I don't see the purpose of reprimanding a person unless they have nefarious intents or dilatory intents. I don't see any purpose of reprimanding anyone for just stating what they believe to be correct. Okay, next person out on the stack was Jonathan.
Adriana, for the start.
We have Jonathan, then Adriana, and Bill.
I'm sorry. Adriana can go ahead. I'm driving right now. She can go ahead.
No, Adriana? We shall hold the line. Thank you.
What's that, Adriana?
You want me to go ahead before everybody else?
Yes, he said he's driving, and I think, and then we heard from Bill, and we'll hear Bill next. So, Adriana.
Okay. Or whoever was next, you were standing.
Well, Bill, you were next. Do you want to go next?
Okay, thank you. Well, the people on the WBI...
Request for information.
Who is that?
Nancy.
What's your question, Nancy?
How many people get to speak, and is the person that, if they spoke before, does that count towards the 90 seconds?
I think he was, I interpret that as motivating his motion. I didn't actually speak to it. But on this sort of a issue, you can only speak once. But I will let him speak because I don't think he spoke. He was just asking. He made the motion. I interpret that to be motivating.
And the motion was to challenge your ruling?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Well, Bill, could you remember our timekeeper on the individuals of time? So, Bill, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, you know, the WBI people, the delegates, all knew that the meeting was to, part of the meeting was to elect directors. They were instructed, basically, by the PNB on the day before, on I believe it was December 13th, to redo the election. And that, you know, there were, you know, complaints, which I think were frivolous, basically, that the election they had the first week in December were invalid. So they were told to redo it, and they all knew that was the reason. So there, it's silly to say that it was not properly noticed that they were going to have another director's election. You know, it seems like every time somebody doesn't sneeze properly, somebody will find some excuse why this is not in compliance with the bylaws if it involves the WBI directors. But regardless of all this, the whole PNB is not constituted properly. This is a continuing breach of the bylaws not to have proper representation from each station. The bylaws clearly say we need four directors from each station, and it's the WBI director delegates met twice again in December to do their elections, and each time there's been some excuse not to seat them. This is so contrary to the democratic process and the spirit of the bylaws, and this is just not appropriate to continue to deny them proper representation on the board.
Adrian, what's your point of order?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if I don't mistake, what we are discussing, maybe I'm wrong, but we are discussing the challenge of your ruling. I think that we only can speak about challenging your ruling. This is not the propaganda time. Please.
I understood what he was saying was justifying why he's challenging the ruling of the chair. That's what I understood. Okay.
Chair, this is Janet. I have the that motion about this that I can quickly... Yes.
Could you read that?
Right. So the last part of it and says... Oops, sorry. I had it right here. Whereas the bylaws, Article 7, Section 6B, specifically state, quote, there shall be a meeting of the LSB in December each year to seat newly elected delegates, end quote, and that LSB meeting is due to occur on December 14th. The call for the December 7th meeting that included newly elected delegates was improper. The persons allowed to vote do not comply with the bylaw command, and therefore any and all results of that meeting are hereby rejected. And that's what the PNB voted on, and approved.
Okay, next person on the stack is Adriana, and then Jonathan.
Nancy, request for information.
What's your question, Nancy?
Could we have the motion that was voted on the 14th? That was addressed the notice, not improper notice.
I'm afraid I don't understand your question. You're asking for... did you repeat your question again? I don't understand what you request.
There were two votes by the PNB, I believe, and one was on the 11th. Wait, one was on the...
One was on the 13th, and one was on the 15th. I think Janet just read the one from the 13th.
Yeah, and I was wondering if we could hear the one from...
It's the one that we are discussing, right?
The one from the 15th.
Janet, could everybody... Janet, do you want to address her question?
I'm also not clear what... So there was another one on... Oh, that's right. There was another one on the 15th. I have to go find that.
Okay. While she's looking for that, we had Jonathan next.
Thank you. Didn't you call me, sir?
Yes, Adriana.
Okay. I believe that the problem here is rehearsing every time we waste an
hello,
hour.
Hello, how are you?
Can you ask, please, remember?
Could everybody mute their phones and not speak? Okay, Adriana.
Are you here for the governance meeting?
Yeah, yeah. The first graders. Can you please remind members that mute their phones, sir?
Can everybody mute their phone if you're listening. We can hear your conversation. Okay, could you mute your phone?
Point of personal privilege, Nancy.
Nancy, what's your personal privilege?
Could Michael disconnect the person that's not muting?
Well, let me just tell you, you are right.
Michael, I think that sounds like Dan. Could you kind of mute her? Or whoever it is. Okay, Adriana.
Okay, thank you. Every PMB meeting, we start with the same discussion. We vote. I believe that it's being called no means no. Once at the vote, even if you don't like it, you cannot keep asking the same question and bringing the same motion and discussing the same issues over and over. You don't like the results? I'm sorry. Means no. It's nothing else that we can rehearse. I believe that the chair make exactly the right call. Every meeting we have the same problem. I hope that we can start being a little bit more adult and accept the results, even if we don't like it. That is what is being called democracy. Unless that we are starting before President-elect Trump, we want to start here being bullies. Thank you.
Jonathan.
Listen, I mean, we can use little technicalities on the bylaws to disenfranchise the directors from WBAI, but the spirit of the bylaws is clear. These people, they've had two meetings. They've noticed another meeting. Now I hear that maybe the place where they noticed the meeting is too cold. We'll wait in summertime. It'll be too hot. If we're going to have representation from New York, it should be either four directors or no directors at all. I would move that if we can't have the other three directors seated, then Serene, with all due respect to Ms. Roberts, then she shouldn't be allowed on this call either. Thank you.
I don't think you can move when you're in the middle of another chair's pulling.
Oh, you might be right there.
Serene, to appeal the chair, so that wouldn't. Who is that?
I have a question, please.
What's your question, Serene?
Okay, so is this a 2-for and 2-against thing?
No, this is a preliminary matter where we're discussing a point of order.
Okay, I'd like to join the staff. Thanks.
I have a point of information, Chair.
But Serene, didn't you speak on this issue before?
I did not speak on the appeal to the ruling of the chair.
All right. Okay, Venetia, you had a question?
Yeah. So we've been talking on this for about 10 minutes. I wasn't clear on what our time limit was for this.
We don't have a time limit, but we should have one.
Okay. Well, it's been 10 minutes.
You're proposing what?
Oh, I'm not proposing anything. I'm just letting you all know it's been 10 minutes already.
Okay. Yes, Serene. Who is that?
Let Serene go ahead, then I'll ask a point of information.
Yes, Serene.
Okay, so, I would very much like to not have this be an issue at every meeting. And the way that that happens is for people to follow the rules. Okay, this mess goes back more than a year, with the first fraudulent meeting where they had a person voting who was not a member of the board. Then they came up with the December 7th meeting, and at the time it was pointed out to them, the LSB's meeting on the 14th. Why are you trying to push a meeting for the 7th that includes a cherry-picked list of people,
some from the newly elected people, some from the old pool who were literally on the eve of being term limited after 6 years, you know, that we know was a violation of the bylaws, because the bylaws are very clear that new delegates are seated at an LSB meeting in December. That wasn't an LSB meeting. It was a one-person called, quote, delegates assembly, and that's why that was thrown out. When they decided to have an election on the 14th, they didn't bother to tell anybody else that they were having an election for delegates on the 14th. I'm sorry, for directors on the 14th. And that was raised at the meeting. So when they went ahead and did what they wanted to do without noticing, as Robert's rules requires, you know, when they went ahead.
Was that Nancy?
Yes, fine.
Yeah, Serene.
Okay. Can I wrap it up? Okay. So when they decided to go ahead and have a meeting, an election, without notifying anyone there was an election, it's not even on the agenda that they brought into the meeting, that they had, you know, whatever. Those results can't be recognized either. I propose that we, instead of doing it on the 11th,
letting her have so much time?
Okay, Serene, you were supposed to just wrap it up. You're going on and on. We have to move on to the next person.
I'm sorry, this is great for the staff. As many times as I have been individually named in other people's speech, I could raise points of personal privilege.
Serene,
but in the interest of trying to get some business done tonight, I will let it go. But folks should read what's in front of them. I just sent it out again.
We got to stick with our timekeepers when our time is up.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Adriana, what's your point of order?
Can you remind Director Crozier that the rules applies to him too? He cannot start speaking. He can talk to you as for a point of order or point of information, and he should start speaking after the chair yourself, sir, recognize him.
That applies to everybody. You shouldn't start speaking until you recognize.
Point of information.
For the staff.
Michael, you had a question.
Grace for the stack. Okay.
Grace, didn't we already have you on the stack?
No, I just had a point of information.
Okay, I thought Michael had a question, and we'll go to Grace.
Okay.
Yes. My question is, what would be the result of appealing the ruling of the chair? If Bill's appeal is successful, what would happen at that point?
Then we'll have to proceed and vote on seating the whether we're going to seat the delegates or not.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Grace?
I'd like to say that I believe Serene's statements to be her opinion. However, they are in dispute. I don't think that her rendition of what happened at WBAI in the two December meetings is correct or accurate. I think adequate notice was given, and there were two elections to elect PNB directors for 2016 at those meetings. They should be accepted, and they should be seating in this meeting. So I'd like to object. I don't want to go into a half-hour discussion of why Serene's rationale is incorrect, in my opinion, but I would like to say that I think it's a gross violation of the bylaws to not recognize any legal representation from WBAI. And if the other three directors are not here in the meeting, Serene should not be in the meeting either, because that's what your Tony Norman, that's what your motion stated earlier in the year, that until there was an election for PNB directors, no directors would be seated. So Serene should not be on this call either if you don't want to recognize the other three directors. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to have to go to a vote on this.
Chair, point of order.
Yes. Janet, what's your point of order?
Janet, so don't you get the last word?
I mean, yes.
It's a challenge to the chair.
Point of order.
Yeah.
Doesn't the chair get the last word unless you don't?
Yes, that's true. Serene, what's your point of order?
I have a point of personal privilege.
What's your personal privilege?
Okay. I think, is my time proportionate to the number of times that I was mentioned?
No, you have 50 seconds like everybody else.
I have what?
What is it, 90 seconds? I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. So there is a rule in California law, which I think I've cited before, and I'll dig it up and send it again, which states that a director remains in place until they've been replaced. And therefore, I am on the board as a result of being a carryover director last year. I'm the only one of the four directors from 2015 who still remains a delegate. So I think that has been explained thoroughly any number of times. I don't understand why some people are having difficulty grasping it. And the suggestion that my statements are not factual should be refuted by providing the proof of the notice that some people apparently think they have, because there was no such notice, and I'd like to see what they're talking about. Otherwise, they need to stop talking trash.
Okay, we got to move on, and I think we're going to go to a vote on this. If you vote yes, in the chair. If you vote no, you overrule the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
So, Chair, would you just repeat what your ruling is?
My ruling was that Bill called a point of order, that he said it was out of order that the directors from New York should be seated. And I said that that was out of order, and he overruled the ruling of the chair. And the reason I said it was out of order is because the PNB had already voted and decided that at least one or two meetings. So if you vote yes, you sustain the chair, and if you vote no, you overrule the chair. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Castanets?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
No.
No. Fuentes? Is Fuentes still on the call, Michael?
Left the call. Left the call.
Okay. He had notified us that he couldn't stay on the call. Okay. Goodman? Can't hear you. Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Excuse me for a moment.
Yes.
Did you just one point of order. Margie says, Michael, that you should call on her landline. I don't know if you have that.
Yeah, I'm here. I got called. Thank you. Thank you, Tony.
Okay, I'm continuing.
Yes.
So the last, Patel Adams votes yes. Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Roberts.
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer?
Yes.
Yes. Sorden?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. One moment. I have 12 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 13 yes, 4 no, 1 abstention. The chair's ruling is upheld.
Okay. Can we entertain a motion to adopt the draft agenda?
Point of order.
So moved. So moved.
Can we get a second?
Robert, second.
Bill, what's your point of order?
Well, since apparently the board does not mind ignore or saying that the WBI director's election, they're not going to accept it, then Serene Roberts is one of those four who were elected last month, and she should not be part of this call because her term is up by any and all means, and so it's not proper for her to be on the board now.
Point of order, Nancy.
Bill is making dilatory. He's delaying. We've been over this. He keeps bringing it up. It's a waste of time to keep going over this.
Well, may I quote a motion from a year ago that was we didn't have available last month?
We're trying to
related to this.
We've already got it.
Hey, won't you move on a minute? Cut this crap out.
This is not appropriate to approving the agenda.
Okay, could everybody stop speaking? Bill, that's not appropriate point of order. We have to move on to the speaking and explain the motion.
But we have somebody who the board just decided was not. It's part of a group. They're not accepting as being part of the board.
Yeah, hold us hostage again, Bill. Hold us hostage again.
Okay, so we're going to have to move on. Madam Secretary, we got a motion to, not Madam Secretary, but is there any discussion on the agenda?
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes.
Yes, I have a motion to add an item to the agenda, and it is to add the CPB authorization motion notice today for 5 minutes, and I would say right after the IED report.
Okay, is there a second to that?
Second.
Timekeeper, remember we have 30 minutes on the agenda adoption. We started. Is there any objection?
May I just note? Oh, go ahead.
Yes, Janet?
Well, I just wanted to motivate that a little bit. I mean, it only needs a little motivation. So we need to update the authorization for the CPB, so that needs to happen because the CFO is no longer with us.
Okay. Is there any objection to this amendment to the agenda? Okay, without objection, this is amended to the agenda. For how long did you have this for?
5 minutes.
Okay. Anyone
or
else?
Less. Yeah, this is Grace. I'd like to make an amendment to the agenda.
Yes, Grace.
I'd like to move item 6E, Pacifica Financial Crisis Discussion and Actions Needed, to after number 3 on the agenda, Status of the 2016 Delegate Selections.
Okay, is there a second to that? Is there a second?
Bill, I'll second.
Okay, you want to briefly motivate?
Janet, point of information?
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Sorry, move it from 6E to where? After what?
To after 3, Status of the 2016 Delegate Selection.
And how much time period was on that, Grace?
I'm not sure. Let's give it 15 minutes.
Okay. Was there a second on that?
Yes.
Yes, Bill Crozier.
Okay. You want to briefly motivate that, Grace, and then we'll take a stack.
Chair, point of information or...
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
Well, that item 6E on the agenda has a time of 60 minutes, so Grace is changing that time to 15, is that?
Yes,
it has
she's proposing 15.
60 minutes, is that it? Did you say 60 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, well... All right, I would like to change my suggestion to 30 minutes because we won't have time for a full discussion tonight anyway. I'd like to make it 30 minutes for this.
Okay, it's 30 minutes. Do you want to briefly motivate that and then we'll take a stack?
Well, our cash flow problems are getting really, really dire, and I think that procedural motions and discussions would not take precedence over plans to fix our financial situation, which is really an important discussion to have, in my opinion.
Okay. Any discussion on this amendment?
Bill?
Yes, Bill.
Well, it seems like every time we have a meeting, we have a bunch of so-called time-sensitive motions, which are not coming from committees. They're not old business. They're things that individual people put forward that they may personally think are really hot topics. But we continue to have these really important issues like dealing with our finances continue to be put off and put off and put off. And this particular motion that Grace is asking that we move up has been languishing on the agenda for months, many months. It's a really serious problem, our finances. We have yet to have a adequate discussion of what our financial crisis, what the real problems are and what we can do about it. We got to somehow start to deal with this if we're ever going to get out of this terrible crisis that we're in right now. So I support moving this up on the agenda.
Okay, anybody else for the discussion?
Adriana, I have a question.
Who is that?
Serene with a question. I think it was Adriana for the stack.
Serene, what's your question?
Okay, where does the member propose to move this?
They want to put it after the status of the delegate election.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, Adriana.
Yes. Well, we have the same problem that ever. We waste an hour discussing things and rehearsing things, and then we start crying that we need to move things around. I think that the PNB have a very clear set of actions that we need to discuss, and we don't need to go and try to delay more than we already did. I hope that we can, the things that we have before are very clear. We need to take care. We need to make the motions and pass the measures that are necessary for governance. And I think that I agree on some of the things that are very important, but we cannot research every time the same thing and have dilatory positions, okay? Thank you. I think that we should keep it where it is. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else for this discussion for this item?
Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Right. So I think there were already 2-4, 1 against, and I'm speaking against. So there's no preparation information for this kind of discussion. It would just be talking, and it's I don't think it's appropriate to go into a half-hour discussion just to talk. So I'm going to vote against it.
Okay. We'll now go to the roll on adding this item as to the agenda. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes. Aaron.
Yes.
Yes. Alexander.
Yes.
Yes. Bethune.
No.
No. Brown.
No.
No. Casnave.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes. Let's do the right thing.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No, there's no agenda item there.
No.
There's no motion.
Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchbeck?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sawyer?
Pass.
Sorry?
Pass.
Pass. Thornton?
No.
No. Shibanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer?
Yes. Passed.
Yes. Okay, one moment. I have 6 yes, 12 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This fails.
Okay, any other discussion on the agenda?
Yes, Robert.
Chair, I this is Jan. I have a point of order.
Yes. What's your point of order?
When people vote, they're only supposed to vote and not make a comment. Making comments is part of argumentation, and so it's inappropriate. Please, people, just vote. Thank
you. Yes, that's correct. Who is that for the next person on the discussion on the agenda?
Bill.
Was that?
Serene.
I heard Serene and Bill. Yes, Serene.
And Bill.
All right, yes.
Oh, okay. There's a motion from the programming committee about youth programming, and I don't believe I saw that on the agenda. I would like it to be added to the programming committee section of the agenda.
Okay,
Chair, this is Janet.
Yes, Janet.
Point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
So there are two programming committee motions on the agenda. Is there a third one?
I'm not in front of the agenda. Can you tell me which they are?
One of them is with regards to general rubric or theme of the first 100 days, and the other one requesting PNB reaffirmation regarding compliance with Article 7, Section 3.
Yes, it's a different one. We'll send it to you. Either me or Michael will send it.
Okay.
Or anyone else on programming.
We get all amendments in writing if you're going to submit that. Is there a second to that amendment to the agenda?
Second.
We don't need a second. It's a motion from the programming committee that I thought had been submitted, but since apparently it cannot be located, I will find it and send it on. Why does it need a second? It just goes where the committee reported.
Is there any objection to putting this item on the program committee? Okay, without objection, item goes on the program committee. Okay.
Janet,
Bill?
Point of information.
Janet, what's your question?
How much time is left to agenda approval?
Timekeeper, Ms. Adams.
15 minutes.
How many?
15.
Okay, yes. Bill.
Thank you. Okay, I move that we move item 5B1, which is the NFC motion regarding a revenue increase planning group, with the details in Appendix B, D, to move it to after 3, status of the 2016 delegate elections. I'd like to point out that this has been also languishing on the agenda for a while. This is really important and urgent, certainly more important than these individual motions that are called time-sensitive motions that we seem to have an infinite supply of every month. And we've got to get to some of our financial issues so we can deal with them. I don't think we're going to get to this if we don't move it up on the agenda.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
Do we have a second for that?
Point of information.
I second.
Okay. Hey, Adriana, what's your question?
I don't understand. I heard numeral 5, and numeral 5 doesn't have any beer. I want the member to repeat which one is the motion, please.
Moving up.
Okay, 5 is PNB Committees and Task Forces. B, under that, is Finance Committee, and it's the first motion under Finance Committee, NFC 1. So it's 5B, as in boy, 1, NFC motion regarding a revenue increase planning group.
Okay.
It's on page 2 of the agenda.
right. Any discussion on this amendment? Any discussion?
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
Yeah, it's right after these time sensitive motions, which are, you know, they only take a short time each. If we could get through them quickly, it's just about right after it. So I recommend we just leave it where it is. We'll get to it faster that way.
Oh, this is Grace.
Yes, Grace.
Comment. Yeah, I just think it's really important that we get a grip on our financial situation and start taking action to resolve it. So I agree with Bill's motion.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Is that on that motion or on the agenda? Because I do have something else on the agenda.
It's on this motion.
Okay. No, thanks. Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Well, we are at the same point. We have the first point A in PMB committees and task forces is the letter A is a personal committee request that was sent to this that is really important that talk about the authorized $2,000 budget for posting CFO job listing ads. And the directors, Bill, that is you opposed to that. Some of the directors opposed to that, and we will spend some time with that motion that everybody agreed that should be on. It's the same thing. I mean, you want to put something up? We are wasting so much time. Why don't we go straight and we go through all the motions the way that they are, and we will save time. I'm totally against moving that motion up. Thank you.
Okay, any other further discussion?
Chair, Janet, point of order.
What's your point of order, Janet?
Isn't the approving the discussion on agenda approval 2-4-2 against, and haven't we already had that for this?
We've had two against, and really, really only once, but... because we don't normally count motivation as the. If there's no one else to speak, we go to a vote on it. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call a roll on this amendment?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Pass.
It's you.
No.
No. Brown?
No.
No. Castanade?
No.
No. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza?
No.
No. Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchbeck?
No.
No. Roberts?
No.
No. Sawyer?
Pass.
Thornton?
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Can people mute, please? If there's background noise. Thornton?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Wilkinson?
I abstain.
Abstain. Sawyer, you passed. I'm sorry. Alexander. Alexander, you passed.
Yes.
Yes. And Sawyer, you passed.
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 4 yes, 11 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
This fails.
Okay. Timekeeper, how much time we have? Denisha? Hello?
We have 9 minutes.
Anybody else speaking to the agenda?
Serene, please.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. There was a motion from the NFC to have an agenda, a PMB meeting focused on budget review and approval, review and consideration for, I think it's the 12th, and I'm just wondering where that is on the agenda. I would like to move it up to immediately after agenda approval.
What, you had a question with that? You wanted to know where it was?
Right. I don't know where it is, but I would like to move it up to immediately after agenda approval. If we could just vote on that and get that out of the way.
How much time was that for?
I don't remember, but I don't see why it would take more than 5 minutes.
Okay, is there a second?
Chair,
to that?
Janet, point of information.
Yes, Janet, what's your question?
So there's a motion under the Finance Committee section, under the PNB committees. It's item 5B2. Is this the one you're talking about? NFC motion regarding December 13, 2016 fiscal year 2017 budget deadline? Or is it a different
no.
one?
No, this is a motion. I don't know where it is on the agenda.
As I understand it, she's making a motion to add that to the agenda.
Bill.
Janet, point of information again.
What's your question, Janet?
So is this, again, another committee motion as opposed to
yes.
Serene's motion?
It is a motion from the committee.
Okay. We'll take a stack on that.
Janet.
I heard Adriana, and I thought I heard Michael, both of whom are on finance, before I heard anyone else.
Well, request for information, Bill.
What's your question, Bill?
Can somebody please send it so we know what motion we're talking about?
Janet, could you send that? We need to be in writing.
I don't have it.
But to Serene, you're going to have to write it up.
Yeah, I'll be able to type in just a few minutes.
Okay.
I'm looking to see if it was a motion that actually got passed by the committee. I'm going through the motions. Our Paul Martin, who's the secretary of the committee, forwarded. Let me look for it.
And while we're doing that, we had a stack. Who was on the stack?
Adriana?
Okay. Yes.
Yes, I think that we, in the Finance Committee, we discussed the issue. We agree that we need to have a whole PMB meeting to discuss the budget and approve the budget and make some of the decisions that need to be made. I think that is very important. Everything is waiting for us to make those decisions, and I think that we can devote, like the committee asked for, I think that is the 12th, to have the whole, the only reason will be approval of budgets and all that have to do with budget. I agree that we have to have it. Thank you.
Okay, anyone else want to discuss this issue?
Janet,
yes.
So I don't understand why it can't be after the National Finance Committee section. I mean, I would like to amend this to be listed there, or at least maybe as the first NFC motion.
So you're amending it to put it where, so that we can understand?
Okay, so the NFC motions are under Section 5, PNB Committees and Task Forces. First, there's a personnel committee motion, and then there are the finance committee motions. There are two of them. And my amendment would be to make it a third one, but make it the first of the three NFC motions.
Okay. Is there a second to that? Is there a second?
Ms. Bill, I'll second it.
Bill, second it. Is there any discussion on that?
Yes. Yes, Serene.
Yes, Serene.
Okay. Today is the 5th. Next week is the 12th. You know, we've spent, it's like we've been on this call for an hour and just playing with the agenda. And fortunately, there's probably only 5 minutes of that left. But all we need to do is to vote on the meeting. There are other things coming up. We spend so much time massaging the agenda, arguing before the meeting actually gets off the ground. Let's just vote and set the meeting so people can set their calendars, because we know that it's possible to have an hour left in the meeting, and we actually only have 40-something minutes, 50-something minutes, and still not get to a quick 5-minute agenda item. So I would like us to at least get to this. We need the budgets in place. Budgets are a roadmap to what we're supposed to be doing. This is January.
Any further discussion on this amendment? Any other discussion? Okay, no other discussion. We go to a vote on Janet's amendment to put this under the... You submitted that in writing, Janet?
No, sorry, I haven't.
Okay, but Madam Secretary, could you call a roll on this amendment?
Okay. Aaron.
Pass.
Pass. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune.
Yes.
Yes. Brown.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Castaneve.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman. Can't hear you. Coburn is voting no. Novick.
Point of information, this is the field. Where does it go on the agenda?
As item 1 under 5, Roman numeral 5B.
I'm sorry, point of order?
What's your point of order?
This is Janet's amendment to put it into the committee section. So if
that's
it's
right.
defeated,
that's what I, yeah.
if, excuse me, if it's defeated, we then vote on my motion to deal with it immediately after agenda approval.
Okay. And Janet, you voted no?
Yes, I did. Novick?
No.
No. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Abstain. Patel Adams?
Abstain.
Abstain. Pinchback.
No.
No. Roberts.
No.
No. Sawyer.
Sawyer. Abstain.
Abstain. Sorden.
No.
No. Shibanda.
No.
No. Wilkinson.
Abstain.
Abstain. Aaron, you passed?
Yes.
Yes. One moment.
Madam Chair, Secretary. Janet?
Yes.
Jim Brown. I thought we
yes.
would vote on Serene's motion. I would like to change my vote to no.
Okay.
And Bethune likewise. Bethune changes his vote to no.
If you know, Brown, no. One moment.
We're at time, Chair.
Jan Goodman.
Janet, Joan didn't vote. Don't announce it.
Right.
I.
How do you vote?
Janet, no.
No. Okay. I have 2 yes. 11 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
He is not voting.
This fails.
Now we go to the original amendment, Serene's motion. You call the roll.
Yes. Aaron?
No.
No. Alexander?
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown?
Yes.
Yes. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Yes.
Yes. Goodman?
Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes.
Yes. Nwangaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda? Shibanda?
Did you call Shibanda?
Yes. How do you vote?
I vote yes. Yes.
Yes. Wilkinson?
Abstain.
Abstain. One moment. I have 13 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 14 yes, 2 no, 2 abstentions. This passes.